details, we'll keep on going. So in Os Tez Zayin of the Minchas Chinuch, Os Tezvav, at the end of Yudalid and the beginning of Tezvav, this was where the Minchas Chinuch, now bolstered and confident in his Chiddush, that the Maisa Bia is just the Hekshar Mitzvah, and therefore he was so confident that in the previous earlier paragraphs he had rayas, he had nafgaminas, like the case of the convert who converts with his children. Obviously the Maisa Bia happened when he wasn't Jewish, and yet the Gemara says he's Yotzei. And the case, Nebuch, of the tragic case of somebody whose children eventually pass away. He had his proofs. At the end of the day, at the end of this paragraph, it's a paragraph again, in my version it begins with Va'al, and then the next paragraph, which is an os, a bracketed tesvav, is Ubihiyosi Bazeh. And he asks the following question. He's bothered by a Tosfos. Tosfos asked the following question. Tosfos in Baba Basra and in Chagiga had asked the following thing. There is the famous case in the Shas of the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. The half and half. The guy who was owned by two partners as a male slave. Then one of them decided, you know, Lincoln said, free the slaves, I'm going to do it. What happened? So this guy now is half and half. He's still owned by the other partner, but he's freed from one partner. So he's now 50-50. So the Gemara says that he is, this is the origin of the phrase nishtahin nishtaher. He is nowhere. Why? Because on the one hand, he's a free man and he's obligated to get married and have children. And as you know, a slave who gets freed becomes a Jew, becomes a ger. On the other hand, so the half that's free is Jewish, is a ben chorin. But the half that's not yet freed is still an eved. And an eved is not allowed to marry into the Jewish faith. But miyadach, a Jew, can marry an eved. So this guy can't marry anybody. He's totally stuck. So the Gemara's famous lahalach is that we force the second guy to free him. But that's the halacha. That's so far the easy part. Comes along Tosfos, says, I don't understand. Why should we force the second guy to free to create a solution? We have a simpler solution. Say that we can apply the rule, asay docha los asay. His mitzvah asay to have children, a puruvu, should counter and overwhelm the los asay of an eved and a bas yisrael. That's Tosfos kasha. So, two answers. Tosfos, that's the kasha. You're ready to be mechavan to the answer. Slow. So, yeah. Of course you listened. So, you have your choice, either a good memory or a genius. And anticipated. So the Tosfos gives two answers. So one answer, which was really relevant for the Minchas Chinuch Lomdus, is that it's not Ba'idna. The Mitzvahs Asay and the Los Asay are not happening simultaneously, and his assumption is that it has to happen simultaneously in order to say Asay Dol Chalos Asay. How does Tosfos say it? He says, well, the lo saseh happens right away at the beginning, the haschalas bia, and the aseh will not happen until the conclusion of the bia, the gemar bia. Now, P.S., that's what the Minchas Chinuch didn't like. That was his question. The Minchas Chinuch had said that the actual act of intimacy between husband and wife is not a mitzvah at all. And yet, Tosfos has said the end of the bia is a mitzvah. That's what he didn't like. And he just rejects it because he is so, you know, emboldened, and he has many rayas for his proof. And he says this lashon of Tosfos is very difficult. Tosfos says the Gemara Bia is the mitzvah. It's not true. The Gemara Bia is not the mitzvah. If she'll conceive, 9 months from now will be the mitzvah. Not the Gemara Bia. Once he got on that topic, and that's what we're not reviewing, I'm just setting the context, then we saw at the end of last year, Tosfos, Minchas Chinuch says, listen, this is a cool topic, this is an interesting Tosfos, let's keep on going. And he mentioned that the Tosfos gives a second answer. And the second answer was very interesting, and I think that's what Didi was remembering, and that was that Tosfos says, we don't say, asay docha los asay, the room tzvi tzvi is room next to me. But the last seats available are always the one next to me. Somehow. What could it be? Yeah, what could it be? Anyway, so Tosfos says, if the mitzvah's asay is for one person, and the los asay is for another person, so we don't say, my asay should be docha, your los asay. So it's true that the man himself has mitzvah's asay of puruvu, has a los asay to marry a Jewish woman, let's say. So, yeah, if he could somehow be in a vacuum, yes, asay docha, los asay. But here we're going to involve, obviously, a woman, a nice Jewish Bas Yisrael. And it's also for her to marry him. So if that's the case, he gets an asay that can be docha his los asay. But the woman doesn't have an asay, as we have seen, and we'll see again in Mitzvah Shem tonight again. Women are potter from Peruvu. The says Tosis Aklal, we always say asay doch alot asay if both the asay and alot asay are in the same person. But there's no reason, I mean, this is like, I mean, to put it in a different context, this is like Musar 101.
How
right?
Is that on her?
Because she, both man and woman, all Jews.
Forcing him to flee her.
No, he is the one. He is half 50-50.
We're forcing to follow.
To free, no, our Shiloh was, why can't Mr. half free, half slave guy just marry the Jewish woman?
And
then the Asay should be Dochalos Asay. So one answer was it's not simultaneous. We've said that already. The new answer is his Asay cannot be Doche, her Los Asay. If she had her own Asay, that would work. But she's not obligated in Peruvu. That Tosus is Yisod, that we only say Asay Dochalos Asay if they're both in one person. But this is, as I say, this is Musar one-on-one. Right? I can't benefit on Yenem's places. It's not fair for me to get a mitzvah on your shoulder. You should get Nevera so that I can get a mitzvah. That's just Musar 101. You're asking a different question. I keep on spilling this water. You're asking a different question, which is a broader topic, so I can't address it, which is you're asking, why, how do you say Asay Dochalos Asay? Isn't that by definition Mitzvah Bavera? That's a Klali Sticka topic. That's not for now. But it's certainly a fair question. So, right, so I'm not saying there aren't answers. I'm just saying I don't want to get into that now. Yeah.
Didn't we say way back at the beginning, someone who said that Peru was after Ali Dachir?
Yeah, the Maram Sheik.
Right, so according to him, well, wouldn't you just say that answer doesn't work because he can do it through someone else?
Could be, I don't know. That, if you recall, we rejected that Maram Sheik just, you know, we had Yeshiva's Bez in here, and we voted that Maram Sheik was too implausible. But I don't know. Oh, yeah? Are you a descendant, per se, of the Maram Sheik? I didn't have a chance. I don't remember. It could be that he even discusses it. I don't know. But you're right. Logically, he would be free to use that answer. So let's pick up with, I think we saw this a little bit last week as well, and this is in paragraph Tezvav, and then we'll review, and I want to add something, and then we'll go to the new stuff. So in light of that, Tosus then broadened the discussion about the case of the woman who is Anusa, which I'm just going to mention very, very briefly, at the end in Yevamos, a woman who was raped. So part of the Daraisa rehabilitation is that he has the option, he has the obligation to marry her if she's willing. However, the Mishnah learns, and the Gemara elaborates, that doesn't work in a case where, anyway, you know, this wouldn't have been a shidduch that would have been proposed, meaning that she's usher to him, because she's a mamzeres, or he's a mamzer, and she's a regular Jew. One way or the other, it doesn't work. If it's not ru'uyala. So again, there, the kasha was, why don't we say, asay, dochalos asay? And, you know, after all, true, there's some iser, but there's an asay that he's supposed to marry her. And there again, the Michas Chinuch here in Tezvav pointed out that this same yisod seems to be applicable, namely that since the asay is for him, that he owes it to her to marry her. But on the other hand, she, like whatever the case is, let's say it's a mamzer case, she's not allowed to marry him. So for him to fulfill his mitzvah, you know, his guilt to take care of this woman who he's now raped, she has to violate another avera. Again, he makes this point. Now, in light of that, let's take a look at the next paragraph. This is in the Sefer, in the paragraph, Umatzasi B'Kuntris Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The Tosefes Yom Kippurim is a Sefer. He calls it a Kuntris, but we nowadays think of it more as a Sefer. It's written, I think the author was Damariya. He said, Maram Ibn Habib. He wrote, perhaps most importantly, he wrote the Kapos Tamarim on Sukkah. For any of you who learned Sukkah not long ago, he learned the Kapos, he wrote the Kapos Tamarim, and he also wrote on Rosh Hashanah the Sefer Yom Truah. Often you can buy them in one book. They have all three together. So in that sense, maybe you could call it a kuntres. But so those are his three works. And he asks the following question. The kol heicha, the shnayim muzharim, va'asei eno el echad, lo dochi, kevin de lagabe asheni, leka asei. That's the same principle that we saw until now. Again, if there's two parties involved, we don't say one person's asei will be doche, another person's los asei. Oh, we're getting to that. Good, very good. Very good. Hold that thought. V'toma aleya me'ashas k'subis tamaylo kom reb shitas t'lohachilo dochi asei l'lo sasei t'bedidah Leka Asei. So he quotes a Gemara that discusses a similar theme, but it didn't give this answer. And he points out that no, Tosus really did. Fine. Now is the point that I want to get to. O Toma Aleihem Mechai Veilaivin De Misyabmin Min HaTorah Tasei Deyubim Docha Halos Asei. The Gemara there in Masechet Yevamah Staf Chaf says the following. If you have a woman who is Nofelas Leivum, her brother, her husband dies, and they had no children. So we all know the halacha is she's supposed to marry a brother if he has a brother. What if there is some independent Isser Lav that would otherwise prevent the two of them from getting married? We know in general there's an Isser Kares, right, that he's not allowed to marry his brother's wife. And that halacha is suspended because of the special chiddush of Yibum. But let's say there's some other Isser Lav that would get in the way. So the Gemara seems to imply that no, the Asay of Yibum will come and be Docha, whatever that Isser Lav is. Fretzach Akasha says this Sefer, Avodah Zarah Kippurim, I don't understand something. Who is the mitzvah of Yibum on? On the brother to be make him Shem Achiv, to keep the name of his brother alive. So that he has an Isser to marry this woman, his Asay, his positive mitzvah. Docha the Lo Sase, counteracts the Lo Sase. She will only have a Lo Sase of marrying this person, whatever the minor Isser is, but no Ase. Because the Maran Ibn Khabib assumes that women are peturos from Yibum, that it's the brother's Chiyuv. There's a thing, right, for those of you who had the break their head ever in Yeshiva or through Daf Yomi of doing Yivomis, so we know that there's this amorphous, very intriguing idea known as Zika that somehow bonds the two of them until somehow that's disposed of. But, you know, 20 Lamda Shashurim notwithstanding, the bottom line is, for simplicity's sake, that's not a Chiyuv called Yibum. The Chiyuv called Yibum is on the brother. So he asks the Kasha, why are we all of a sudden saying Asei Dochalos Asei? That goes against the same principle that we just tried to prove from three or four contexts, that we don't say Asei Dochalos Asei if it's with two different people, and only one of them has the assay, and the other one has the los assay. Elavadai kevin da hayavam yekayim mitzvah dochelos assay after bedida leka assay. So, for the record, this sefer, the Maram Ibn Khabib, he just rejects the principle we've been discussing the last 10 minutes. He says, you see from this Gemara that everything we said until now was wrong. What does he do with our proofs? That's not for now. But he says, no, you see that you can even say Asei Docha Los Asei. If one person has the Asei, Marvin has the Asei, and I have the Los Asei, and we're going to do something together to fulfill his Asei, that can overwhelm my Los Asei. We've just got through saying at the end of last week's year and the beginning of this week's year, from Tosus to Nuzum. So he apparently rejects that.
Maybe it's different a little bit.
You're like a little bit like I think Tali was alluding to, and we'll get to that. Let me just skip a few lines to where you see it says the Pnei Yoshua. The emes mavur b'sefer Pnei Yoshua b'sugiyot k'suvis. The mitzvah say the yibum chalala. So, first of all, one easy answer which would change the whole equation. The Pnei Yoshua says, who said that a woman is parted from yibum? Who said it's just a brother? I say it's also the woman herself is chayiv. He owes it to his brother, she owes it to her husband. Zika means that they're obligated. So if that, we're not learning Yibamas now, thankfully for all of us. But if that would be true, okay, then that solves the problem. But if you don't want to accept this Pnei Yoshua, which is a big Kiddush, then we're a little bit between a rock and a hard place. We've just got through saying that you only say the rule, Asei Docholos Asei, if everyone, it's either one person, or if it's two people, but they're all on equal footing. Because of Reuven's mitzvah, Rivka has to over an Avera. Who said we don't say such a thing? That's the principle. And yet, now that it comes to Yibum, we're saying, for his, the brother's mitzvah, we're going to make her violate an Avera. So, I just wanted to mention that I think really maybe it could be that Tali and Didi both were anticipating this, but I saw one answer that the Achronim quote from the Hafla. The Hafla, in Ksubis, says that quotes from Rishonim, it's really a Chuvus HaRashba that starts the ball rolling. Why is it that we would assume that women are pater from Yibum? Because in essence, what is really Yibum? When you take off the bow and the ribbon and everything else, what is Yibum? Pru Ravu. Says the Rashba that the reason that women are potter from Yibum is because of the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. However, says the Hafla, when it comes, and I'm saying this with a little bit of the spice of some of the even more recent Achronim, a little flavor of them, and when it comes to Yibum, in this Yibum version of Pru Ravu, he has to fulfill the mitzvah with her, by definition. That's by definition of Yibum, it's with his brother's ex-wife, or his deceased brother's wife, whatever you want to call it. If that's the case, since willy-nilly he needs her to fulfill the mitzvah, she has a shaychus to the mitzvah. And that shaychus, which is admittedly somewhat amorphous, a little bit hard to define, but the Hafla says that's enough in order that we could be able to say, Aseh Docholos Aseh. His proof for such a concept, even though admittedly it's not as controversial as this one, any Kohanim in the room? Any non-Kohanim in the room? Who is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim? What say you, Rabbi Bernstein? Who is obligated? Anyone want to disagree?
Some people say Yisrael mechuyev to be blessed.
So who says it? The Sefer HaCharedim and some others. There are some who say that the tzibur, that we're all in it together. You think the Kohen's so special, Bernstein? I'm just kidding. The Pasha says it's just the Kohen. The Pasha says it's the Kohen, and we are just getting a nice present. Kosovar Kubapashas is on the Kohanim. However, there are some Achronim who say, all the Tzibor, Klal Yisrael, we have a Shechelik in the mitzvah to be misbarech, to be blessed. Why? Because he has to be bless us. He has a Chiyuv. Well, if we ain't here, if we're not going to be blessed, then he can't bless anybody. We are necessary partners to the mitzvah.
If it's all Kohanim?
To who? But even then there's a tzibur. No, even then there's a tzibur. You don't say
that.
Yeah, you need a tzibur. You got to bless somebody. Yes, that's so the Hafla says, so I'm not saying you couldn't be mechalik. And to apply that say the chalos say is certainly an extra step. But the Hafla is willing to make the hop and the skip. He says, we can use that as a model, just like there are those who say that even though obviously it's really the Kohen's mitzvah, but since he needs us, we have some connection to the mitzvah, maybe even some kind of a kiyum. So too, by Yibum, since it has to be her, she is somehow a mela part of this mitzvah. And therefore, that's enough that we would say, Aseh Docholos Aseh, even on her Los Aseh. Is that a little bit what you were trying to get to? That's a Hafla. Oh, so once I saw this Hafla, so first we went from Tali to Didi, and then we did the final jump to Ellen. And I'm thinking, one second, until they cloned Dolly the sheep or whatever, I don't know if they're there exactly where the science is yet, but at least for the first 5,000 plus years of human history, one thing for sure, you needed to have a child, a boy and a girl. So if you say that you need if a partner is necessary, memela their shayach to the mitzvah, would you even say that for Puravu? Maybe she should be chayiv in the whole mitzvah of Puravu. So first of all, before I got to what Tali already whispered, so what did that remind you of? Who knows? A famous sheet in Rishonim? Some of you for sure should remember it, because I taught it to you. In Kedushin Shir. I don't mean you should remember from 10th grade. It's a Spanish Rishon. The Ran in the first daf of the second parak of Kiddushin, the Gemara there says that there's a principle of mitzvah bo yoser mibushlucho, that even though there are certain mitzvahs which you can fulfill via shliach, now you can't fulfill all mitzvahs. I think I've mentioned to people in the past, I've been trying since high school to figure out if I get someone to put on tefillin and go to chakras for me, but apparently let me sleep. But apparently you can't do that for shlichus. You got to do that yourself. But lamaisa shlachmas for sure you can.
Really?
According to Aruch Haner, it's even lechachila to do by shliach. Oh, so according to everybody else, it's still by mishlachmanos. Aruch Haner disagrees. He says by shlachmanos is better to be a shliach. But let me finish the thought. So lamaisa, the Gemara says even mitzvahs which could be by shliach, which there the context was getting married. Chos doesn't have to come to the wedding. But mitzvah you should be shlucho. Not just good marriage advice, even halachic advice, better you should nistama show up to your own wedding. The Gemara, that's uncontroversial. It's humorous, but not controversial. The Gemara then says something which is seemingly very controversial. Mitzvah ba, yosem yibu shlucho. Same thing for the woman. She doesn't have to come to her own wedding. I don't know any woman who would want to do this, and if I would be a man, I probably would not want to marry the woman who didn't want to come to her own wedding. But technically, from a halachic perspective, an agent could be makabel the ring, the kiddushin for her. Says the Ran. Ooh, one second. Mitzvah? What mitzvah does the woman have? The stama, the purpose of the mitzvah is to get married, to have children, but a woman is potter from peruvu. And now, there's five different ways, I should say five, but at least one very obvious way to read that Gemara, which you wouldn't even give rise to his question. And I don't want to digress into a sure and second part of the conclusion now. I just want to give you the Ran. But the Ran asks the Kasha, and the Ran gives Didi's answer, and says it's Masayeya. He has this new category. Mamela, the man, needs the woman to get married, so she has a shtickle, something, she's known as a Masayeya, she's a helper. And that's enough, says the Ran, to say mitzvah by Yosef Ibrishlucho. Nevertheless, I think Tali, so here's my shayla. This is my thought process I had this afternoon. Is the Hafla the same as the Ran? The Hafla who says that since by Yibam you need this woman, so she has a shaykhus to the mitzvah, is that the same as the Ran who says by every marriage that she's somehow a misayaya to the Pruruvu? And I think it maybe, but it doesn't have to be. The reason it doesn't have to be because of what Tali, I think, was whispering under his breath a minute ago. Namely, there's one big difference. When it comes to Pruruvu, compatibility notwithstanding, he can have the child with any woman in. From a strictly biological perspective, he doesn't need to marry her. So Lav Dafka, the Hafla, for example, has to agree with this Ran that gives her the title called Nisayaya. On the other hand, the Hafla, I'm not saying everyone agrees with him either, but I think it's more compelling. Because when it comes to Yibam, you don't have the option. It has to be her by definition. She is the widow. So therefore, it's a little bit closer, and therefore, if you wanted to go with this Hafla, that would be an answer. The Menachem himself doesn't give it, and obviously the Arab Ibn Habib doesn't give it, but we could give this as an answer for the Kasha. Why is it that the Gemara says, you would say, I say the Chalosa, say in Yibam, I, the woman's not obligated in Yibam? The answer is, maybe she's not obligated in Yibam in the same level as the man, but because she has a necessary role, absolutely necessary role, somehow that gives her enough of a shaykhus. Yes?
What about the case of Anus? He has to marry her.
But that was the lashon of the Gemara. The difference is she can reject him, but you'll ask me, she can also reject Chalitza. I don't know. Good point. I don't know. Okay, good. Rak Basi La'orer. It's a good point. I'm just bringing it to your attention, and now you're bringing that to my attention. Okay? I don't know. You're very good, Tali. Very good. Okay. Let's skip now and start something new. Well, we'll start with the old, and then we'll get to the really, really new. It's in my... I'm skipping about two or three paragraphs, and in my version, we're still on page Gimel, and in the left-hand column with the bracket is Tezayin. The opening, I don't know. If you're sitting next to someone who has a different Menachas Chana, please help them find the place. I don't know how to better describe it. It's the big Dibra Maskel in mind is Nachzor. Gimel. Yes, you are. Nachzor.
Oh, Nachzor. Thank you.
Marvin, you got to get...
I know.
It's a fancy version. Uh-huh. Or borrow it from your son-in-law.
Traditional.
Yeah, traditional. Sometimes new is better. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, Nachzor in Yanenu. Let's get back to the topic we discussed, which is what? Bigoy Viniskairo Bonavimo, that tremendous Chiddush. That a non-Jew who has children, and then they all go for a family, they get the family plan, discount on the mikvah, they all go to convert at the same time. So the Gemara said, a chiddush, the Rishonim said, that he's fulfilling the mitzvah peruvu. So getting back to that, he says, came the low, asa b'ptur, raka hechsher mitzvah, k'ra mitzvah nasa b'ezachiv, kim b'sasei. As the Minchas Chinuch gave his lamdus, why is it that we say this? Because since the bia is only a hechsher mitzvah, so true, that the conception of the children took place when he was not Jewish and not obligated. But that's not really the mitzvah. The mitzvah is having children that are misyaches after him, that have a relationship with him, a halachic relationship with him. And since that happens even after the conversion, that will count. So now he just adds a little etzah tova. In case you know anyone who this applies to, he gives you a little advice. Ach nira, the imnis gayer ubanav ketanim. Let's say in this case where the children were minors under bar bat mitzvah, Kidin ger cotton demat bilan osa well das bezdin. How does anybody convert a minor? Whether it's our case where the whole family is going for a group conversion, or let's say something that happens with relative frequency, a couple who's infertile and they adopt. And they adopt a non-Jewish child, either by choice or because that's the only child they could find to adopt. So then you have to do a conversion. You convert a minor. Right? I was on a Beis Din not long ago where this happened. So what's the halacha? As most of you are familiar, we convert them as a baby or whatever minor age. And when they hit Bar Bat Mitzvah, in essence, without getting too off the topic and too complicated into Hilchos Geiris, in essence, they have a right of refusal.
Why? Why is that?
Because we were making decisions for them. Now that they're adults, they either have to reaffirm their desire to be Jewish, or, according to the Gemara, they have a right to walk away. They have a right to walk away. So given that, he says, the Menachas Chinuch, Koz ma shabanim ketanim, lo yivatel mi mitzvahs pir verivya, dilma yimsu kashi yigadlu, benasogoyim lemafreya. So this is, you know, like, the ultimate, you know, seeing the glass half empty. If it could go wrong, maybe it will go wrong. So just in case this couple, you know, who had all sorts of life changes, they just converted, Sarah Palin and her five children and her grandchild, Abolenu, and they all converted.
They didn't convert.
I said if. Oh. If. Oh. If they all convert. So, you know, you might have thought, you know, so much going on. One thing for sure, the rabbi would say, listen, you should probably practice birth control. You don't want to have children, just, you know, you have enough going on. You might have thought to say that Hava Mina says the Menachas Chinuch, no. The sharp rabbi will say just the opposite. You know, I know five kids is a lot, and if you want to be safe, you should really have children as full-fledged Jews. Because after all, what could happen, God forbid? What if the children die, and then Lamafre, you are relying on them to fulfill the mitzvah, but so as long as they're katanim, you're not safe. I meant. Thank you. Yes. What if they'll all? What if all five of them will say, you know, I kind of liked it in Alaska. I happen to know a couple from Alaska, but that's a trivia question, not a reality. So let's say they all walk away. Then Lamafreya, you have no Jewish children that are Mitzyachas after you, and therefore you'll have no children. Therefore, better to be safe, says the Menachas Chinuch, in this incredibly unlikely scenario.
But that's not the other way. The way you ask for it, maybe five, maybe they're all going to die.
That's right.
I guess he feels, and I don't know what the statistics are. Any actuaries in the room? What are the odds of Nebuch, either a child dying at a young age, or predeceasing the parents, or converted children rejecting the conversion at Bar Bat Mitzvah? So he is that and that, and that's what the Menachas Chinuch is worried about.
But by living, you have a chazaka that you're alive. We're not choshed you're gonna. The person's not, even though people are gonna eventually die, we're not choshed you're gonna die because you have a difference.
It's really not choshed you're gonna die before your parents.
Huh?
It's really not before your parents.
The person has a chazaka that he's gonna live. Here, the reality is they could reject it. There's gonna come a point where they know that it's gonna be
slightly gun held to their head. It's like, okay, you're on your own.
Well, it's gonna come.
It's slightly worse advice, but it's still. Could apply. I mean,
yeah. Well, that, listen, I'll just make the point generally. That's the idea, and this is not halacha lamaisa. Family planning, make appointments privately for that. But that's tafka the mitzvah derabanan of Larev, right? That's the pasuk in Tanakh. The basis says, don't just be sure, don't rest on your laurels, have more children, even if you fulfill the mitzvah peruvu, because who knows what could happen. It's a somber pasuk, but frankly, that's in essence what we tell people. That's where the idea comes from, of even if you have the two children, try to have more. That's exactly, again, I'm not talking emotionally that you might want to have more. I'm saying even religiously, there's an Indian of having more for that reason. Okay? Anyway, that's just, chalk that up to, you know, advice from the Menachas Chinuch. Yep. Take it or leave it. Advice. Okay. Oshet Zion, next paragraph. Im ha-goy ha-yelo bonim b'giyuso b'shifa k'rainis, speaking of a one in a million case, but, you know, the Menachas Chinuch is the master of those cases. Let's say this non-Jew married a non-Jewish slave. He's a free man, but, you know, he fell in love with a non-Jewish slave, a shifa k'rainis. Shetovla l'shem shifchus, and she's already somewhere in the twilight zone, sort of Jewish, still sort of Goyish, because she's become a shifcha for a Jewish family. Shegam kein havlad kamosa, and the halach is that a shifcha that has gives birth to a child, the child is a shifcha, property of the master, Ayin the Rambam. V'ach reze, and then what happens? He converts Niskayer, but he has children from his shifcha, Kanainis wife. Lo yatsay dechavasa ki ein azera misyachis acharav v'zeh poshut. So here we have, again, it's more valuable, I think, for the concept that it elucidates than the 1 in a million Lemaisa aspect of it. Namely, what we have seen the Minchas Chinuch stress over and over again, especially in this kind of conversion cases, it's not just that the biological issue, you have to have children, you have to have children that are misyaches after you. Not yichus in the way they use it in Shiduchim Parshas. This is the halachic sense of yichus. There is, on the family tree, you're both going to be there. This is this, there's a yichus between the two. So in the case where the Jew, the father converts with his children, okay, so then that works. But in this case, he's converting, but his children are an adon. It's not even be a dayam to convert. What'll happen to them if their mother converts? But right now, nothing else happened. So just the fact that he converted but had children, that's obviously not going to be enough. So in light of the background, says the Minchas Chinuch, that's pashut. Fine. Now he gets into something a little bit more complicated and a little bit more interesting. Os Yudches. Eved Kanani. Right? Again, we've been alluding to this, but let me just say it out clearly so there's no confusion. A non-Jew who becomes the slave, an Eved of a Jew, he becomes a sort of Jew. He becomes a sort of Jew. An Eved Kanani, while he is an Eved for the Jewish family, he is obligated in the same mitzvos as a woman. He's obligated to keep all the los haseis and the mitzvos asei she'ein hazman grama, the non time-bound mitzvos. When he's freed, he becomes a full Jew. He becomes a full Jew.
Does he also have a choice to become a non-Jew?
No. He can stay a slave or he can get freed. Oh. Only two choices. Okay? So, that's the person we're now talking about. Hine, be'eved shahayulo banim ba'avduso. He, right, this is the famous cases that, you know, he's married, he's got Mrs. Slave and Mr. Slave, and they have baby slaves. What happens? V'nishtachrer hu v'heim, and the whole family is freed. V'vur kam b'gamar, the Gemara Yevamos postulates, to lo yatsi dechavasa. Whoa. Surprising? Why is it surprising, Alan? Why is this any different than a regular ger, where we said the non-Jew who has children, he and they convert, he is fulfilling the mitzvah.
How can you give him credit for a mitzvah that if his whole halachic status is that of a woman?
I don't know if you mean exactly what the Minchas Chinuch says, but
if that's what I mean.
At the very least, you're close. The lo yotzei dechavasa. Why? Here's the key line: the ein hazera misyaches acharav klal, because an eved ein lo yichus. Because there's a general assumption that the avodim weren't the most purient. They weren't so makbid in all the halachos of tznius. In general, there's an assumption that the life of the eved. We don't assume that there's yichus in a halachic sense between an eved and his children. So even though there is yichus between a non-Jewish father and his children, we don't assume it to be the case between an eved and his children. And therefore, if you don't have yichus, so this is the Minchas Chinuch l'shitaso, as we've seen repeatedly, that without yichus, there is no mitzvah. Venira, let's read a little more. Let it breathe. Vehine, hopefully it'll become more clear. If not, we'll take the questions then. Venira, taha detalinan beyichus zera acharov. This idea that Minchas Chinuch is harping over and over again. That's not enough to just have children. You have to have ones that are misyaches after you. Hainu davka be'eved v'goy. The only time we have that concern is with an eved or a goy. A goy was not that everyone was not Jewish. It was if he was non-Jewish and his wife was Jewish, or vice versa. Again, we pointed out that it's somewhat ironic or paradoxical, surprising, but it's a better situation when husband and wife are non-Jewish, because then in their non-Jewish state they're related. And then when they become Jewish, they stay related. But if you have an intermarriage in either direction, then there is no yichus between the father and his children, either because he isn't Jewish, and they are, or vice versa. So why all of a sudden, dafka, in this case, of the non-Jew, or now in the Eved, we keep on bringing up, ooh, you thought you were Yotze? No, because you don't have yichus. Uli kishin is gairu v'nishtacharu ein abanim banim shalahem l'shem inyan midinei Torah. That's because if the Eved is freed, or in this case, you know, you are Jewish and you married a non-Jewish woman and had children. Even if those non-Jewish children subsequently convert, that doesn't make a difference. You never had yichus, and therefore you're never going to have yichus. Since, even after conversion in both of these cases, they're still not considered his son, that's why we care about this idea. Because in this case, for example, if the child converts, we don't say, well, that father who's been Jewish, who you knew about for 20 years, now is really your father, halachically, because you converted and now you're both Jewish. It didn't happen. It didn't happen when you were born, and it can't be rehabilitated. Al-Kain, he says, skipping the Gemaras. Al-Kain, l'inyan peruvivya, therefore, when it comes to the fundamental of peruvu, gam kain lo nechashvu banim. Therefore, just like about other halachos, it's not considered your child. So too, to fulfill peruvu, it's not considered your child. You have 10 beautiful kinderlach with your non-Jewish wife. You are not fulfilling the mitzvah peruvu. Too bad. Even if they subsequently all convert. Rak begoy hagam delo nechashvu banav. Even though it's true that if, let's say, Stam, Joe, non-Jew from Alaska, totally not Jewish, Eskimo family, it's true that they don't have the same relationship as Jewish children to their parents, but there is an idea even for the non-Jews, Kevin de Mesiachis Acharav, they did have a yichus when they're non-Jewish, therefore when they become Jewish and convert, Kiyam Mitzvah Saseh. So when you have a situation where there's basically, what he's creating is has two categories. It's really, not to be cliche, but he's really talking about two dinim. There's a category he calls bonim. There's a category he calls zaro, or yichos. Zroim. Huh? Zroim. No, zroim is seeds.
Yeah, I'm saying in that
sense. Zera. Yes. Anyway, or yichos. Yichos is less confusing. So he says, when do we care about yichos? If you don't have bonim. If you don't have that first din, so then we say, well, you have to have the second din. Aval b'mokum dehem banav. But if you have it, pashut. What do you mean? They're the children. Obviously, they're the biological children. For example, would you say that there would be arayos between the two of them? Could this mother marry the child? If they have banav, right, yichus, take a typical Jewish family. Any one of our families can anara. The yichus of our children, what shevet they're from, Kohen, Levi, etc. Well, who does that follow? The father. But does that mean that it's not the mother's child? Does that mean that he could marry his mother? No, that's incest. There's a halacha called banim, and then there are certain halachos which are specifically known as yichus halachos. So when you don't have the banim relationship, because ger kekotin hanola dami, so you know that's our version of immaculate conception. Right? We don't look at that as the ben of the mother in such a case. So then we say, well, if there's yichus, it's okay, but without yichus, then you're 0 for 2. But he says, if you, the opposite, but makom dehem banav, but if you do have the status of banim, even if aft enem misyachin acharav, ze eno mazaklav v'kiyum peruv rivya, that will not take away. This I hang up, forgive the expression, this hang up that Minchas Chinuch has repeated multiple times, it needs v'yichus, it needs v'yichus, it needs v'yichus, he's now putting a wrinkle on and saying that's only if you don't have the first, more basic din of banim. If you don't have banim, we can salvage it with yichus. If you don't have either, then you just don't get the mitzvah. But if you have the first basic mitzvah, banim, then we don't even care if you're yichus. Now you'll ask me, what could be such a case? So in my version, at least he writes in brackets, we'll get to it later, I'll give you a case. He doesn't tell us now. Okay, so that's called a trailer. We're giving you, we're holding, I hope, with anxious, bated breath. You'll be on edge waiting to get the answer. He doesn't tell us. But at least now he's sketching out the theoretical. Again, the actual is hard to anticipate on our own, because a father, typically a Jewish father, Mamela has both. The mother is only bonim without yichus. The mother's not chayvim peruvu, because that can't be who he's talking about. So it's not clear who he's talking about, but Lu Yitzuyer, he could give us a case Now he's telling you what the psak would be. Don't come crying to me, Rabbi, Rabbi, but there's no yichus. No, says Menachem Chinuch. We only need yichus if we don't have banim. If you have banim, then you don't even need the yichus, even if it's theoretically. You mean which halachas are totally in yichus? It's a very good question. It's a very good question. The other term that's used in these types of sugyas is known as she'er, which is almost impossible to translate. Anyone want to venture a guess? Right. Yichus also means that they're related. I mean, they're really halachic terms. I'm not sure if they're given, they're legalistic terms. I'm not sure what the translation would be. It would be good, and I can't do it off the top of my head in a clear way, if we could just give a list. You know, what are the halachos of share? What are the yichus of, what are the halachos of yichus? But one for sure, whether it's a piece of Kohen Levi Yisrael, that's yichus, for example. Arayos, if I'm not mistaken, depend on share.
By Goyim, what we're saying, by Goyim, have Nachri, have Yichus. What does that mean, to have Yichus, for a Goy to have Yichus to his...
Maybe Yerusha, I'm not sure. Maybe Yerusha, I'm not sure. Yeah.
When
yeah.
The family converts, the father, mother, and the five kids, they have no Yichus.
No, that's what he said. No, they don't have the Banim Halacha, but they do have the Yichus, and that's why you could have a Chiddush that there is a Peruvu. There's no banim because we say ger kekutna nola dami, and therefore, let's to make the point very clear, mida araisa there would be no incest between them, mida rabbanon, right? You could have, I mean, one of the, you know, today's sick world that we live in, some guy really, you know, wants to marry his teenage daughter, so he has a new idea. I'll convert to Judaism, ger kekutna nola dami, then I can marry her because, you know, we're not related anymore. It's twisted, but mida araisa it would work. Yes, they're not related anymore. Forget, we don't even need to come on the Mechuz Adina. It's also Mir Rabbanon. The Gemara has a famous klal which is very important as a moral, not just as a philosophy, really, not just as a halacha. The Gemara says all of those kind of things we asserd because lo yomar, they shouldn't say that banam be kedusha chamura le kedusha kala. Becoming Jewish should be an elevation in kedusha, not a diminution. So therefore, even though taka, whether it was by manipulative desires or just dumb luck, you taka, you found, so to speak, you know, you found our vulnerable point. You chapped us. Now you could go into a lower level kedusha, but Chazal came in and cleaned that up and said, no way. They asked that. So even before you get the Dina Malchusa, it's asked anyway. But it's worth pointing out, and not necessarily worth sharing with your coworkers, that me, or anyone who happens to run a blog or anything like that, that theoretically at least, this could work. Okay? I just thought that's a very, very interesting idea. We have 10 minutes left. There's really more in this paragraph, but I would rather, as a better use of time and to give us a whole new clean slate next week, let's turn the page in this, and let's skip to the next one, which I think should be easy to find in every version, because you should have a gimel in parentheses.
Yeah.
That's what we're up to. Just so you should know, the parentheses are in all the versions. This, aside from giving an easier text to read, it invented the brackets. There was a new typewriter on board. We have brackets now. So that's Yud Tes, or in the parentheses, Gimel. Mavur b'Yavamas. The Gemara in Yavamas, Tafsamachay, and the Rambam Paskins this way. The Isha, Eina Mitzuvah Perivrevya. We Paskin, it's a Machlokes, but we Paskin that women are exempt from Perivrevu. Why? And this is going to be important, we're going to see in the next paragraph. Because the mitzvah Peruvu and Bereishis is, right, you should have children, fill the world, v'kiv shuha, and you should conquer the world. And the Gemara says, es shadarcho lichbosh, only those who, the derech is to be conquerors, to be soldiers, which at least in those days, we'll leave aside what the future should be, is men, es shadarcho lichbosh, achayiv and Peruvu. Women, she'en and darchen lichbosh, are not achayiv and Peruvu. So that's why women, that's the end of the day, why we paskin, women are putter. Ayin Tosfos in Chagiga that discusses an Eved Kenani. E Mitzuva in Mavur Barambam. Interestingly, the Rambam never tells us. Now, give me the Tzadeh HaSafek. We already said a woman is putter, and we now say why. Should an Eved Kenani also be putter? What are the two Tzadim?
He's made
on the one hand, he should be...
He's a man.
and therefore he should be chayiv. He should be chayiv because he's a man who has a quasi-Jewish status, with the extent that he's Jewish, and he's chayiv in all the other mitzvahs, asay. He should be On the other hand, he's a man in a biological sense, but his halachic religious personality is patterned after the chiyuv mitzvahs of a woman, and therefore he should be potter. We don't go by social standing. The Gemara only. Could the Gemara have said it? I guess. But the Gemara doesn't say it, which is why you can see there's an open door in the Rishonim to discuss it. You can see where the Tzadeh would be a different toy.
I don't mean pressing it.
I don't think so. Testing. Okay.
Oh.
The Rambam doesn't discuss it. Ayin Tosfos Chagiga da Beis Amabeis. So one opinion quoted in Tosfos is the Eved Eino Mitzvah Peruvah Rabbi. Like Chaim said, they have a mitzvah status of Nashim. They're only Chaim in the same mitzvah as a woman. So if a woman is potter from this, so too he is potter from this as well. Etc. So Tosfos there gives the same raya. Gives a raya, I should say, from the Gemara we just saw on the previous page. We spoke about an Eved who was freed. And we said, he doesn't fulfill his mitzvah. If he had been obligated the whole time, Tosfos assumes that he could have fulfilled his mitzvah with those children. The fact that that Gemara, he says Tosfos here, I'm not sure it's compelling, said, but Tosfos wants to bring that as a raya. I don't want to get hung up on the raya.
Why would you do that? Because by Gershon this guy, the guy was not mechuyev, and there's still yichus. If you're going to say there's banim or yichus, how is that a raya?
I'm not sure.
Who cares whether you were mechuyev or not?
Right.
The end result is right there.
One second, give me a minute. Can we put fuller music on the tape? Where was that? We just saw that Gemara. Remind me what paragraph? Oh, here. The previous paragraph. The lo yotze dechavasa. The ein hazera mesyachin acharav. Right. I'm not sure. I don't remember how the Tosfos the first, but maybe because the Gemara there never says that he's chayiv now, just as he was yotze with death.
No, I'm thinking a regular case.
No, I'm trying to take that back. Oh, I see. Yeah, I'm not. Okay, it's a good point. I'm not sure. Okay, I should have looked. I don't remember. I'm sorry. But bottom line. The bottom line is, at least in terms of getting the shittas down, there's this Yeshua Farshim and Tosfos that says Eved is Potter. Tosfos, however, disagrees. Tosfos tocho dubrayim, who may be a rayim in Yerushalmi, moed cotton, to Eved, chayim apirav rivyo. Now here, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't give us the details, but apparently the Yerushalmi out there that indicates otherwise, and therefore Tosfos themselves argue and say they are obligated. They are obligated. So it says the Minchas Chinuch, so look at this, Didi. I don't know what the Eish Mefarshim would answer, but the Tosfos themselves, they say exactly what you said. Don't bring me arayas from that Gemara. That Gemara has got nothing to do with this. That Gemara had to do with Yichus. And that, in the case of an Eved, there's no Yichus. And even a Jew, theoretically, could have a case where he has a child that's not Miyuchas and there's not Yotzei the Mitzvah. But what's that got to do with us? So you're mechavin to what the Tosfos say. You asked, what is the Yishma Farshim? How do they defend themselves? I'm not sure. But furthermore, says Tosfos, Pruravu akulhu b'nei Noach k'siv afilu knan im kein daitam de eved chayev apurav rivya. Are you going to say? So he says, a very controversial statement because it's against the explicit Gemara. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says in general, when you have mitzvot, which happened pre-Parshas Yisro, pre-Matan Torah, if they're repeated, then we can assume not, this is somewhat counterintuitive, but the Gemara says, if they're repeated, then we assume they're repeated for the Jew's sake, and the original mention was to maintain that Goyim are obligated. But if they're not Nishnis, they're not repeated, then we assume, despite the fact that they predate the Torah, but in their historical context, clearly there was no Jewish people obligated. Nevertheless, post-Matan Torah, only Jews are obligated from that. So Pruhu, you will not find anywhere after Parshas Noach. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to say explicitly the Goyim are potter from Pruhu for that reason. And yet, a little bit schwer here, this Tosfos says, well, since the original Pruhu is mentioned to Adam and then again to Noach, and that's the whole world, that's not just Jews, so Mestama the Eved Kanani, Shtama's from Canaan. Of course he's obligated.
And why isn't that part of the Sheva of Israel?
It's not.
Then it should be if it was.
Yeah, it's a very this part of the Tosfos is very difficult. And in fact, says the Minchas Chinuch, the Avraham Sostrim, this is a mamash, this last point, contradicts Lamasha Kosul Begidden. Shami being right, and you're Shami, and now the Eved ain't about Rivial Sheva. So, excuse me, I'm sorry. There he just points out, I'm sorry. He points out there that Tosfos themselves seem to contradict themselves. Yeah. So, there's a lot of questions on that Raya of Tosfos, and like you said before, Didi, maybe there's a question on the Raya of the Eshmefarshim. Leave aside the proofs one way or the other. At the end of the day, we'll figure those out, or we won't. Either way, there's a Machlokas. Two Deos, whether Eved Kanani is obligated or not. And even though Minchas Chinuch hasn't given us rationales, we have proposed rationales for each shita. The Yesh Mefarshim say they're potter, after all, tinim like Phoenicia. And Tosus says they're chayim, and that could be because here they're a man, and a man is obligated in the mitzvos, darcho lechvosh, and therefore they should be obligated as well. So here now the Minchas Chinuch gets into a broader discussion, and he quotes other shitas. Hinei. Hod l'shitas Tosfos Chagiga Eved Chayev v'Peruv Rivya, and these other Tosfos holds, as we just saw, that an Eved is obligated in Peruvu. Ah, the Isha Beturah, even though a woman is Potter, how could he say that? Our Kasha, or our Svara, as we said before, the Gemara says in just two Dapim later in Chagiga, to call mitzvah she'isha chayeves ha'eved chayev chol ein ha'isha chayeves ha'eved potter v'yafinon lo mi'isha. Doesn't the Gemara itself tell us, as we already anticipated, that there's a gzer shava, the comparison of a knani to a woman, and therefore says that's the pattern for his mitzvah observance? If that's the case, how could Tosfos say on the one hand he's obligated, and on the other hand we know she is potter, which was exactly Chaim's argument. I in the Mishnah Lamelech, the Ems HaDibur, and the Pnei Yoshua, and the Tzurei Yevan. Fine. Deep breath. Ba'mishnah LaMelech Kosov. He's going to give a teretz. And we were mechavin to the teretz. The Mishnah LaMelech says, the klal zeh eino el b'mitzvah aseh shizman grama, the avodim kenoshim. Only those mitzvos in which a woman is exempt. Why? Because it's mitzvah zman grama. That's the gzer shava lo la mi isha. The gzer shava is not that he is a woman. He's not a woman. He's a man. The gzer shava is that he is exempt from mitzvah zman grama, just like she is exempt from mitzvah zman grama. Avo by mitzvah asay she ain as zman grama, but other mitzvos asay or o belos asay the hanashim chayavos. And also obligated in those mitzvos, like the woman. However, rak, so what's left? Im itu machmas gzeras akosuv kmokan v'hashkosa zaken. We have two examples that he mentions, in which a woman is exempt. But it's not because of sasei shalan grama. It's not zman grama at all. What are those two examples? So the first one is shaving with a razor. Mr. Shem, it shouldn't be relevant for anyone's wife. But that's exactly what the Gemara says. The Mishnah says, a woman is not included, even if Taka, she would have facial hair, she could cut it with a razor. Because since women predominantly don't have that facial hair, therefore, the whole pasuk, halacha, hashchasa zakein, was never said by women. But, the Gemara says, and here says the Mishnah Lamelech, she'll have a man. Does that mean he can shave with a razor every morning? An Eved Kanani. Does that mean he can shave with a razor? Because the women can shave with a razor, he can shave with a razor? No, there's also an assay there. And the Gemara there says it's not. Right, okay, fair enough.
He's saying
right, but so too, he says, so too, if you have this case as well, of Pru Ravu. Why did we, this is why it's so important to know the sources. Why are women exempt? Yes, Pru Ravu, time is, time. It's not time bound at all, Peruvu. right, only on Mondays, only on Shabbos. No, peruvah applies all the time. Have children. So, l'chora, you would have assumed the woman would be obligated. Oh, this is exercise a kosuv that is very much gender-focused. Who goes out to war, men or women? Okay? But the man, this Eved is a man. And therefore, if it's a gender-focused halacha, so then he is going to be on the side of men, which is his gender, meaning obligated, as opposed to women. Because again, the chiddush here being, the lola never meant an across-the-board equation. It only meant that those which are part of the limud of Mrs. Van Garama are applicable to him, but not other things which women happen to be part of from in general. It's just worth noting that there are all sorts of exceptions in both directions when it comes to women. Namely, there are mitzvahs that women are obligated in, even though they're time-bound. What's an example of that?
Shabbos.
Shabbos! We sing about it every Friday night at Lucha Dodi. Zachar v'shamor v'dibur echad, right? Since we have this tradition that both versions of the Luchos keep the Shabbos, Shamor, Zachar, protect the Shabbos. There, even though one means the Aseis, one means the Los Aseis. But we have this tradition that Hashem miraculously said it simultaneously and the Jewish people understood it simultaneously, which the Gemara says means that anyone who's obligated in the Los Aseis has to become obligated in the Aseis. So just like a woman can't write on Shabbos and drive on Shabbos, she's obligated in Kiddush. It's Mrs. Mangrama. Yeah, but this drasha trumps that. So too, we see another direction. There are times where a mitzvah is not Zman Grama, and yet women are exempt. And this is an example of that. Lo im itu rak nashim v'lo avadim. Let's just see till the end of the paragraph, then we'll stop. Ubepre Yoshua, uveturi even kasvu gamkein. Came the nashim lo im itu rak ein darkam lichbosh, alkein avadim shidarkam lichbosh, chayavim. And as the Michal Schinner says, Mar Makam Anilach, I'm just giving you the facts, just the facts, nothing but the facts. I'm not giving you any Chidushim, says the Michal Schinner. I'm just pointing out, this is a very nice raid. It's a very nice discussion. Right, we have a Machlokas Rishonim, 2 days in Tosfos, and L'cha'ora, the Yesh Mefarshim, notwithstanding the Vagadidi at the Kasha on their Raya, but L'cha'ora, they're sitting golden, they don't need a Raya. We have a rule, women, Avadim have the same interests as women. So, Avada, they should be Potter. How does Tosfos say the Chayiv? So comes along this group of Achronim and explains, no, we don't mean that men and women, Avodim, are equated with the women in that regard. Of course not. On the contrary, all it means is that they have the same mitzvah observance als mitzvah of Mangrama. But als gender-based halakos or other exercise causes, that's not going to apply if it was originally only said by women. Now the Turi Evan, even though he quotes it, he rejects it. Haturi Evan Dachazer, the Lavagzer Shava, the Law Law, Haya Evan, Potter, Mitzvah, the Law Baal, the Law Yisrael. One second. The whole Law Law is a Chiddush L'Chumra, because without that, you would have said he's not fully Jewish anyway, so he shouldn't yet be obligated in anything. But Zer Shava, Yilachayev Evan, Imkim, Mitzvah, Shayna, Rashim, Chayavos, Bein, Mitzvah, the cause of Omisvar, Kamokara, Kaponim, Minol, Lachayev, Avodim. So, getting back in essence almost to, I'll call it now, Chaim Shita. So now you have also, not only a day in Tosis, but ironically enough, in the way we kind of judge things, the Turi Evan might even be more impressive, the Turi Evan also seems to back that up. And he looks at it from a completely different perspective. Don't say, again, really in essence, what you have is the Machlokas Achronim, how to understand the Chiyuv Mitzvos of an Eved Kenani. In essence, and I'll frame it the way the Turi Evan's framing it, and then we'll finish. Again, it's obviously debatable, it goes without saying, but we're running out of time already. But the way the Turi Evan frames it is in essence as follows. That shita which we had just said, of the other Achron in the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Pnei Yeshua, that was taken for granted that they're chayiv in mitzvahs. Then, like women, right? Women are full-fledged Jews, of course, they're chayiv in mitzvahs. Comes the Xeris HaKosav, the Masech HaKedushin, Dav Chav Tetz, that they're potter from Mitzvah Shazman Grama. So you're assuming that Eved is chayiv in mitzvahs, that's prima facie. Then, la la, just like the women are putter from Mrs. Ayman Grandma, also the Ebed. But then you'll add a wrinkle. That's only those mitzvahs which are included in la la. But mitzvahs which have nothing to do with la la, i.e., this is the custom of Puravu, and are you a warrior, right? If you're a warrior, you're a lover. If you love, you're a warrior. But only they have to go together. So that didn't get, that's separate. So that's what we just saw. That was the Mishnah Lamelech. That was the Pnei Yeshua. But says the Tori Eben, again, giving more depth to that Shita and Tosus in the Yesh Mefarshim, says, one second, you're looking at it mamish fakert. You're looking at it totally opposite. You're starting off assuming they're obligated, and then it's an exemption only from the limited things that they're exempt from. He says, no. Who are we talking about? It's an Eved Knani. This is a non-Jew. Start from the opposite end of the spectrum. They're totally potter. You want to know, don't say which mitzvah they potter from, oh, like a woman. The opposite. Say which mitzvahs are they chayiv in. Only the mitzvahs that a woman is chayiv in. Now, is there a svar to say maybe the peruvu? Yes, maybe. But says it to Rebbe, you're going to have to give me a proof for that. And at the end of the day, with all the proofs are like, you know, the details. But the fundamental maslokas, which to me is fascinating, is when you come to analyze Eved Knani, where do you start from? Do you start from the assumption that he's chayiv, but potter from those mitzvahs that a woman is potter from? Or do you say, mamish vakert, he's totally potter, he's just chayiv in the mitzvahs that women are chayiv in. Now it sounds like semantics, but you see from here, it's not semantics at all, depending on which end you start with, whether you will include peruvu or not, may be the nafkamina. I'm happy to stay and answer questions, but let's call it a day so those who have to leave can leave. Who wants to stay?